This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
Clay Travis from Fox Sports, OutKickTheCoverage.com, joins us now. The worst television ratings ever for an NCAA basketball finals, and it breaks the record of the last one on TBS. I'll ask you a question, Clay, that maybe you know the answer to. I know it's part of a contract, but why in the world are we playing these games on TBS?
I think the answer is because it's part of the contract.
TBS. Done.
Could not afford to pay for the NCAA tournament without finding a partner. And that's why the games are also on True TV and Turner and TBS. I mean, TBS only has one of the four games that are airing at any particular time. And in order to be able to ensure that they kept the tournament, they had to split the cost. And the way that the media, modern media, works is TBS, TNT, and True TV derive much of the subscriber value that they are able to unlock off of the fact that they are able to put the sporting events on, whether it's the NBA on TNT with Charles Barkley and all that crew, Kenny and everybody there, Ernie, or this. It's because that's the way they pay for it, and that's the way they justify the cost of their programming network. So that's the reason. I think it also brings home, I think, a larger point, which is ratings can be artificially inflated based on where the game airs. And this is why I've always been impressed by the audience that the College Football Playoff is producing, because that airing on ESPN, when 30 million people or 28 million or whatever it is, people choose to tune in and watch ESPN, watch the programming that's taking place on that channel, then obviously the audience would be bigger if it were on ABC or CBS or NBC. There's just more people who end up watching it. I've always wondered who those people are, you know, like on a general level, like who is the audience that isn't willing to put the game on TBS, but if it's on CBS, we'll sit and watch it. My guess is just old people who put their television on and it's already on CBS because they were watching some old person show. But that's always been sort of the artificially, I mean, you work at CBS, Dunaway, maybe you have some idea on this. It seems like that's an artificially baked-in audience because they're literally going to watch anything, and it just happens to be a basketball game, or it could be, I don't know, The Mentalist or, you know, Big Bang.
But I think you've led the way for cord cutting. You've led the way for cord cutting for many years, Clay. I think when you cut the cord, aren't there a lot of people now in America that are pulling down your ABC, CBS, and NBC affiliates over the air again like in the old days?
That is certainly true, but I feel like what should matter when you measure an audience is how many people want to watch what they're watching, right? I mean, I think we're moving from a quantity universe to a quality universe, if that makes sense. And I certainly see it with what I do. I don't try and write 15 different articles a day. I try to write one or two things on any given day that I think matter in the larger universe, because my belief is quality, and some people may say Clay Travis never produces anything of quality, but I do believe that we're moving towards a quality universe as opposed to a quantity universe. You know, I don't care how many people walk by McDonald's. I care how many people walk into McDonald's and buy my hamburger if I'm in that business. I want the people who are engaged with my product and want to consume what I produce. And so I'm just always kind of fascinated by that dichotomy between sort of sought-out viewers, people who are going to watch the title, which I imagine are most of your listeners and you guys as well, and otherwise. And by the way, how are mornings going for you guys? How tired were you this morning after having to stay up to watch the final?
Awful. Yeah, I shut it down with 6 minutes to go in the game, so thank God Villanova was blowing them out. But yeah. I do want to ask you this. Amazing number that since 2000, both the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have been shut out in basketball championships. But I was listening to you on the way in this morning, and you brought up the fact in 70 years, the last 70 years, Michigan has 1.5 national championships.
Yeah.
And that blows me away. How have Michigan fans received that?
Furious. They're furious that I have pointed it out. But it's a great topic for you guys, too. You know, relative to the amount of attention that a program gets, how relevant have they been on the national title stage? And I think a lot of people listening to us right now are just stunned by the stat that, that Lance gave. But you can go all the way back to 1948, 70 years. Michigan won one basketball title in 1989, I believe it was. Ramil Robinson makes the free throws. They're playing against Seton Hall. I remember watching that game live back when I was a kid. And they also won a half of a title in 1997. May not have even won that title if I think you guys probably remember this team. I think 97 Nebraska, with a month to prepare, would have crushed that Michigan team in 1997. I mean, I think they would have been favored to win. I think they would have been likely to win. But that's it for Michigan. For a program as esteemed as Michigan and for a program that receives as much attention as they do, I think probably Michigan is the most overrated college sports program. And I'm only judging it. People say, well, what about our, you know, hockey championships, or what about our women's basketball national? That's all fine and well and good. But I think most people judge a athletic program by what they do in two sports, football and men's basketball. Doesn't mean you can't root for other sports, but that's how most people determine whether or not it's a successful athletic program. For instance, if Alabama hasn't been to the NCAA tournament in 10 years and their football team has been 8-4-esque, like Tennessee's record over the last decade, but the women's softball and tennis and like women's basketball are just dominating, is there anybody out there who'd be like, yeah, you know, Alabama athletics has never been in a better place? I mean, that would be laughable. So I've broken down, I think, the five biggest programs. It's a good topic. And then the other good topic is, what's the best team to have never won a men's basketball or football national championship ever? But for me, the five most overrated programs over the last 70 years in college football and basketball combined, Michigan won. Number two, Georgia. Going all the way back to World War II, but for Herschel Walker, Georgia has never won a national championship. Consensus. That's pretty crazy. They won in 1980, I believe it was. That's it for Georgia. And obviously they were very close this past year. And they've had a good history of basketball, of football success, never had anything in basketball. Third, I have Notre Dame, who, if you look at the AP poll and the USA Today coaches poll, is consistently the most overrated team in college football every year. But they have had a lot of titles going back in time. So I've got them three. I've got Texas four, because really in the last 40 years, Texas has won one title, the Vince Young Championship with Texas over USC. And then I slid Tennessee in at five. Tennessee has two consensus national titles. Now, they've got a bunch of additional claim national titles, but the 98 team and the 1951 team going back to World War II. To me, those are the five maybe most overrated basketball for and men's basketball and football programs in college sports.
Clay Travis is with us, and he is presented each week by the Home Loan Expert, thehomeloanexpert.com. Texas A&M, depending on where you start drawing your line for national championships, might be the answer to your question, because they haven't won a football championship since 1939. I don't know how much credence you give that one, but that seems to be a woeful, and I don't even know their basketball history. I don't think they've won one in basketball.
Yeah, I think that's correct.
Yeah, I mean, that's woefully unperforming for a school like Texas A&M.
West Virginia is up there, too. Yeah. They've had a lot of success in basketball and in football, and they have never won a title in either. And then there are some schools, like, for instance, Wisconsin won a basketball and football title back in 1941 and 42. So if you go back to World War II era, they've won titles. Otherwise, they've never won a title in either sport, as you know, since World War II ended. I think it gets into an interesting question. My position in general is it's great to be a student of history and understand the history of your program or your conference or your sport, but I think at some point in time you can't brag, right? Like Tennessee won the national title in 1998. This DiVincenzo kid last night was born in 1997. 98 may not seem that long ago to you and me and other people. You can't really brag about the 98 national title anymore to me if you're a Tennessee fan. You can understand it. You can remember it. You can enjoy it. But it's been 20 years. And so I think that gets harder. And 20 years is not that long ago in the grand scheme of things. Certainly, you know, if you're trying to brag about something that happened in the 1960s or the 1970s, most people in living memory don't remember watching those games. And so I think that gets into an interesting question. How long can you brag about a title that your team won?
He is Clay Travis. You hear him every single morning on Jocks 3 Fox Sports Radio throughout the country, outkickthecoverage.com, and follow him on Twitter at Clay Travis. And Clay joins us each week courtesy of the Home Loan Expert.
It's spring, and I know because I drove through Birmingham on the way down to the beach this past week. The flowers are blooming. The trees are blossoming as well. And also, the home market is becoming intensely competitive all over the Birmingham area, just like it is in every major metropolitan area in the country right now. And if you are looking to make a move, and many people are in the spring, in the summer months as it comes through, you need to make sure that you are hooked up with the best possible mortgage company and that you are pre-qualified so that you can make the offer that allows you to get your home, given how competitive it has become. You want to be in the right school district. You want to be in the right neighborhood. You want to make mama happy, because if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. You need to get the Nick Saban of mortgages, my guy Ryan Kelly, and you need to go to thehomeloanexpert.com. That's thehomeloanexpert.com. Easy to find. You can go read my anonymous mailbag. There are links up at the top at outkick.com. You go check out my guy Ryan Kelly. He'll get you hooked up, and you'll be able to get the home of your dreams. That's thehomeloanexpert.com.
Where college football never ends.
The kick is good! Auburn wins! 22-19! The Auburn Tigers are on top of the college football world.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.